That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. If you deem yourself worthy of working in customer service, but when somebody walks up to you and has a giant glob of cream cheese on their chin and you don't mention anything, that's all I need to know about you.
Is that good customer service or bad customer service?
That's because, you bad know, when they come customer up, service.
But you didn't make anybody feel bad about themselves.
Oh.
If your face never changed, right? I mean, if you just held a perfectly professional look to you, then you say to yourself, after you walk away, you discover the cream cheese is up there, you say to yourself, was it there at that time?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing from them.
No, exactly. So I went to Walmart, and on the way to Walmart, I housed a bagel with cream cheese.
Yeah, just nice. Yeah, took it out.
Just down my throat.
Was in your way, and you had to take it out.
Somebody had to do it.
It's a matter of survival.
Right. And, you know, I go to customer service, I ask my question, I wait in line. I talked to a
few
people.
And those lines are long.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as I'm walking to the children's area,
right.
I walk by a mirror and I stop and I go back and I look at myself. It wasn't like a smear.
Yeah.
It was like I had taken a handful of cream cheese and left it on my chin.
Stuck it on there.
And I'm like, nobody. That lady looked at me for 5 minutes while we had a conversation about swim diapers. And she couldn't have been like, oh, by the way, you have a giant glob of cream cheese on your face.
Perfect.
That's all I need to know about you. Like, that's your job as a human being.
It's to step up for you when you haven't checked yourself.
Right. If you work in customer service... I am a customer and I needed service.
Right. Okay. So I guess the job description is being updated today.
Yep.
I've got one for you here. If you think it's a good idea to feed any animal you encounter just because they're furry, the nature is that they're furry on the outside. That's all I need to know about you. Bears are never going to be your pets, people.
Mm.
They're never going to be your pets.
Who hand feeds a bear?
There was somebody that they had to take out a bear last weekend or this past weekend here because somebody was feeding it in the backyard because it was super nice and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's a bear.
Wow.
It's not a puppy. All right. It's not a stray dog in the neighborhood. Ignore that bear. Do not feed the bear.
Unless you have some porridge and then give them the porridge.
No.
Because they really
no.
like porridge.
No.
Especially the baby bears.
And it goes up in your room to sleep. And
yeah,
it's just,
a nap.
Just the whole issue.
The DEEP advises you to not feed the bears, porridge or not. Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you take my laundry basket from the community laundry room, even though it has a note that says, property of Christian, don't take. But you leave the note. That's all I need to know about you.
Well, you should have literally written it with a Sharpie. I don't know why leaving a note
is it's in the it's in your complex. It's in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
so it's not even at the laundromat.
I'm very rapidly learning that apartment living is different than regular living.
Every man for himself.
And you could smell what everybody's cooking, man,
oh,
and what they've
gosh.
Been cooking the last 10 years. I remember what that's like. I love that you have your name on your basket like your underwear and you're in the third grade summer camp.
I was so prepared. I was like, nobody's going to take my basket. Gone.
Property like, of Christian.
But why didn't you write it on the basket? Why would you just like attach a post-it to it? I don't understand.
I thought it would be in
the next basket.
The next basket.
Now you got to deal with the fact that you confront the person when you see the basket because you know what it looks like, but your name ain't on it.
You can't.
It's true. I can't.
You can't do it. All right, 1-800-330-9999. If you want to chime in too, all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I'm not 100% sure that when things happen to me, why all of a sudden it becomes an opportunity for me to be judged as a human being.
Well, if you put it out there for people and you're looking for opinion, here's the thing. You're going to get them, good and bad.
Star 99.9, it's Ann on Raven. I woke up on Saturday morning, right?
Yep.
And I look out my window, and there in the yard is an umbrella.
All right.
Not like the rain umbrella, like the umbrella that you find on a patio set. A large umbrella.
Yeah, it's something like an 8 or 9 foot umbrella.
Right. You remember, Friday night we had all those crazy winds and all that. So it probably got blown from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Picked up and carried into your yard.
Yeah, exactly. So I look at it, and I'm like, huh, now what? Oh, so I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And coincidentally, I also need a new patio umbrella.
That's the thing. The backstory is that Anna's actually on the hunt for a new umbrella. Has not yet come across the proper umbrella.
Well, they're expensive.
What's the status of this umbrella? Is it nice?
It's okay. It's in good condition.
Does it match your stuff?
I mean, like, good enough. Who cares? It's in the back of my house. No one sees it anyway.
Is it a pop-up one, or does it have the handle on it?
No, it has a handle on it.
Yeah, I like the handle.
Yeah,
it's a
quality umbrella.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it, and I posted it on our Facebook page because I was curious. I'm like, Well, it belongs to me now. It blew into my yard.
So wait a minute. You put the post up there. You didn't put a post out to the neighborhood that said, hey, anybody know whose umbrella this is? You just put it up and you were like, how do you feel about this umbrella? Is it mine?
And now it's my job to advertise to the entire neighborhood, like lost and found. Okay. I got to take pictures of this umbrella and I got to post it around.
Different angles of the umbrella.
So let me understand.
Is this your umbrella?
Let me understand then. So you just, the question is whether or not you should keep it or whether or not you already own it.
Well, how long do I have to wait until it now belongs to me? Or if it comes into my yard, is it mine? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a fair question?
I mean, it's a fair question. I think that there's probably some guidelines to it. Like, here's the thing. If something comes in my yard, if it impales something, let's say a person or property or something like that, I automatically own it. Okay. Even if it's not damaged, and I'm going to expect you to pay for the thing that was impaled, but this is the conveyance fee now. This is my umbrella now. This is totally my umbrella.
All I keep thinking
about, I own this umbrella now.
If there's a tree that falls onto your yard, right? You become responsible
for
the tree.
You have to pay for it.
So if your lawn furniture gets blown into my yard and you don't claim it or, you know, say anything, doesn't it become my property and my thing? It's a tough, right?
Yeah, it's a conundrum.
So I put it up on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. And it was really interesting because everybody was divided. Mark, you know, he did the usual, the Connecticut state law, finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Right, of course. Yeah. Right. Fall back on that one. Right, it's
a
good one.
Let's see. Mary thinks I should basically go knock on every door in my neighborhood with it in my hand, parading it around.
No. Print posters.
This your umbrella?
Have you seen this?
Print posters, put them on telephone poles, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
A decent neighbor would return the umbrella. But to who? It's none of my immediate neighbors.
Congratulations. You don't know.
Right.
You know, as the owner, how far do you let it fly before you're just like, nope, that's somebody else's umbrella too. I'm not going after it.
Yeah.
And now we're not even really sure. What if somebody just didn't want that umbrella anymore and they set it off in the windstorm to fly off somewhere?
Be
right?
free.
Spread your
Be
wings.
Free.
Be free.
All right. So 1-800-330-9999. What would you do if this happened to you? Would you, you know, start putting up wanted posters everywhere? Or would you make an effort, neighbors, or 24 hours does it belong to you? What is your rules? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Hypothetically speaking, you wake up and a beautiful lawn umbrella has blown into your yard.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's green. It's the color of luck. And you've been looking for an umbrella.
And you haven't been able to buy one and haven't really felt like spending the money on it since there's also a tree in your backyard that covers the area.
Right.
But now it's basically given to you as a gift. Do you keep it or do you go through every imaginable kind of effort to try to locate its owner?
Fell from the heavens. Energy has brought the two of you together, you and the umbrella. The question is, where do you go from there?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. That's exactly what happened to me. And people started judging me on Facebook when I asked, what would you do? Would you keep the umbrella or would you basically go to the ends of the earth to find out who it belongs to? Adam wrote on our Facebook page, if it's broke, then you try to return it. But if it's good, then you keep it.
Smart.
I mean,
very smart.
I don't know if that's morally right.
Yeah. I told you, if it impales something or somebody on your property, I own it now. And you're paying the insurance for whatever you broke with your umbrella.
Uh-huh.
But I'm owning it. It's a conveyance fee.
William wrote, my neighbor across the street had an empty flower pot blow into my driveway. I left it there for 2 weeks. I said to myself, if she doesn't come and get it, I'm using it. It's now on my deck with a grape tomato plant in it.
You know what?
Wow.
Sounds like good usage. I think you showed a good amount of restraint. Right.
I gotta
come
leave
over
this
and get
thing
your pot.
In my yard for 2 weeks.
Come over and get your pot, people.
Oh, so we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What would you do?
Well, I'm driving to work with my 8-year-old daughter, and she said 2 things. She said, put it on the front lawn with a sign just asking if it's anybody. But then she also said, maybe it's Mary Poppins.
It might be Mary
could
Poppins.
Be. Could be.
Yeah.
And then you've given away a magic umbrella now to some random in the neighborhood.
And I could have had a magic umbrella.
You could have had that magic umbrella. And now you've given it away.
Yeah, it's true. Tell your daughter she's right.
I mean, morally.
Yep.
But otherwise.
Here's what actually did happen.
Okay.
Again, I had asked on Facebook, what do you do? And people basically acted as though I was Satan for even thinking that I should steal
this. Entertaining the notion of keeping this umbrella. You didn't steal it. It popped in your yard.
And I checked with my local neighbors. You know, I like yelled at them, hey, anybody missing this? No.
Right.
No,
didn't hear a voice scream back.
No. Yeah. I mean, I yelled really loud.
Out the window. Right. But nobody came knocking.
I mean, it's a very tight neighborhood. They could hear me. And none of my neighbors said it was theirs. So I felt so how do I say this?
Conflicted?
Yeah, I was conflicted because part of me wanted to just keep it. You know, like it was probably at least like a couple $100 umbrella.
Nice,
you know?
Sweet fabric, it sounds like. Nice, good green fabric.
But then every time I would look at it, and this is the problem I have with my Catholic guilt, is I would look at it and I would think, this belonged to a family that now doesn't have shade.
Right.
And now...
They're now exposed to the sun.
Right. Sun cancer is awful.
UV rays.
What if they don't have sunscreen?
Right. So they can't get another umbrella. They're without.
So I debated whether I should make the lost posters and post them around my yard. And I am on the Nextdoor app.
Okay.
But then I'm like, there's so many shady people around here. Somebody's going to take it. So I put it in the front yard and I said, okay, I'm going to Walmart and I'm going to get bagels.
Yeah.
I will be back in an hour and a half.
Okay.
If the umbrella is still here, it belongs to me.
By the time I return.
Yeah. And when I came back, it was gone.
Oh.
And I don't know who took it.
Right.
I mean, anyone could have taken it.
Yes, this umbrella could be being trafficked right now instead of going back to the rightful family. It's in a terrible, terrible situation.
Or I like to think that Mary Poppins claimed it and now she's flying off. What would you have done? If you want to chime in too, head to our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I do this too. Let's say you post something on Instagram, a picture.
Okay.
And then like 10 minutes later, you just casually check to see how many likes it has.
Oh, you got to see whether or not you're socially accepted by the universe is embracing you.
Exactly. And they call it the validation culture. And they're saying that the validation culture is actually not great because people are looking to see how many likes they get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurting mental health and self-esteem.
And this is why people are trying to take selfies with dragons and vipers and other dangerous objects or hanging off the side of a cliff or whatever.
Searching unicorns to ride them and take pictures and posts.
Just leave the unicorns alone.
30 likes at least, right?
You hope so.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. That's all might end because Instagram is testing hiding the like count from audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the reason why they're doing this is because of the validation culture. They say they want your followers to focus on what you share, not how many likes you're posting. Get.
I love it. I like it. If we have
you
to
like
be,
it because you only have 300 Instagram followers.
Listen, if we have to be sensitive to everybody else's needs about everything else that's out there, why shouldn't the like button also be PC?
We say that because we don't get a lot of likes.
All right, make it safe.
Well, the people that are having a real problem with this is influencers.
Of course, the people that make money off those
likes. Exactly. They're complaining that they can't go this route because they're going to be not being able to get endorsements, and then there's not going to be these big companies looking at them, seeing for all the kind of different likes. They get.
How sad it will be when that six-year-old has to turn in his sherbet-covered Lambo from his video game unwrapping videos.
Yeah.
Right, oh, that will be tragic.
Sad day.
I feel terrible for those parents that will actually have to go back to work.
But the question I have is, do you think people in general would be happy about this change?
Yes.
Or do you think that there's something that we need about that validation, that it's like to see that number growing? Now, I should point out that if I post something, I can see how many people liked it,
okay,
but nobody else can.
Oh, so that's the way it will be now moving forward. So you'll be able to tell. Well, I mean, if they're still able to tell how many people liked it or whatever, then
these endorsement people have to just take a, guess.
No. So let me understand you. You just said that if you post something, you'll be able to know how many people liked it.
Yes, But when you go on, like, Beyonce's page, and Beyonce has a picture, and you look, and it has 3.7 million likes, you won't be able to see that anymore.
Right, but Beyonce will be able to see that there's 3.7 likes.
Yeah.
Well, I think you got it backwards, then. I think that they have it backwards. The whole point is to make people that are posting not feel bad about themselves, not to get the money out of influencers' pockets, which means that if you can see only three people still like your photo, you're still going to feel bad about yourself.
No,
so
I think
either
I think
you're
it's
reading
opposite.
It wrong, or that's a bad policy.
I think it's... No, I'm reading it right. I think it's the perception that other people look at you. So even though you know you may have failed at your post, quote unquote fail, I mean, whatever, you know, you're just posting pictures of your family eating bread, whatever it is that they're doing that day.
Yeah.
So exciting.
But other people can't judge you based on that.
Nah.
And does that matter? Do you need that validation from the public?
No, I'm indifferent to it. And they'll still be able to get their sponsor money because they'll be able to screenshot how many likes they had, so they'll be able to show that to people.
So you're sad that the influencers continue to keep their job?
Yeah, no, because I don't think it actually does what I think their headline states it will do. I think the headline is make yourself feel better about yourself, not, other influencers or whatever.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Would
crazy?
You care if other people can't see how many likes you have? Give us a call now. Talking about how Instagram has been secretly testing this new format where people will not be able to see how many likes your photo has. They claim that the whole reason why they're doing this is because we've come such as validation culture and it's hurting mental health and self-esteem. So if there's no likes counting and no one can see that, well, maybe it'll make that a little bit better.
Yeah, I see that. At the same time, I think they should go a step further and not show anybody how many likes they're getting either. Because when I see, you know, that I've got none,
Still feel sad.
Yeah,
but now think of it this way. Now
Nobody else will know I got none.
I can't see that and then make fun of you the next day.
Which is exactly what would happen, actually.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think it's great. I don't think people should know who likes what and whatever. I think people need to live in reality because, like, Instagram, Facebook, it's not like reality. It's just, like, fake people hiding behind a screen to try to get likes.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a great idea, too, to be honest. I think it takes a lot of pressure off of people and, like, trying to show off their life and make their life something it's not. It kind of just makes you real. It evens out the playing field.
No, when I get three likes, I'm still going to feel bad about myself.
All right. If you want to chime in, too, on this, you can head to our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven. I've got a tall order. I've got a bucket list before I turn 40 next year. And I have the guys here that I think can help me with one of the major things I need. Sorry, 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Paul and Brian Herman, they're the owners of Double Up Dance Studio in Fairfield, joining us this morning. What's up, guys?
Yeah. I get it.
You guys bail us out every time that there is some dance that we've got to learn. And you've always been accessible for us, too, when we go over to Roosevelt School and hang out with the kids. We've had a lot of fun over the years. So
we owe you tons of thanks.
Thanks for being back.
Thank you. I mean, you guys put the challenge on us. You know, these dances out here, they're just coming. So we got to be on the cusp of it.
Well, it's, you guys are basically, when it comes to dance in Fairfield County, you're the guys. And it's funny that you're the brothers. Like, everybody knows Paul and Brian Herman. They're the dancers. And, you know, you guys have toured the world with a lot of major celebrities and been dancers for everybody. Mm-hmm. But what I need help with is I want to learn how to tap dance for reals.
Anna has come up with a list of things that she wants to, let's not say master, but
I want to accomplish before I turn 40.
That's right.
So here's the thing. I'll tell you a quick story. Is that when I was in college, my sister, who is 10 years younger than me, was doing tap dancing. So for the Pace University talent show pageant, I borrowed her tap shoes. I had never tap danced a day in my life.
Oh, wow.
And I got up there and did New York tap dancing based on what my 10-year-old sister had taught me a week before.
Good job. Wow. Good job. Yeah. Okay. That's like old school YouTube.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
What
and,
are your little sister for?
Yeah, she's awesome. And I got third place. And I remember thinking, I'm like, man, if I actually knew how to tap dance, I could have actually won this. Jeez. You know? So now, the other day, I went to a friend's dance recital. Her daughter was in a dance recital, and I was watching those older girls tap dance, and it reminded me of how much I want to do it. So can you guys teach me how to tap dance?
But I'm definitely, I mean, I know teachers at our studio could definitely, Brian and I, we haven't really put the tap shoes on before. We do a little step in the song, but, you know, a little tap. We got some really good instructors over there at the studio, so they could definitely help you out. Is your sister an instructor?
No.
Oh, wow.
She hung them up?
Yeah,
she
she gave it up at 11. Like, that was it.
She retired from the game. She's like, all right, I'm done. I did my one show.
So right after the talent show, immediately, your sister was like, nope, I don't want them back.
She got her flowers and walked out.
Yeah, she's like, done. She dropped the mic. She took off the shoes. She threw them at me. She's like, here, have fun with these. And then what I'm hoping is that one of these local charities that do Dancing with the Stars, they will invite me, and I will be able to perform and my tap dance routine. And I already know, like, the song I want to do. I have it all in my head ready to go, including my costume. I just need to learn how to tap dance.
Close to the vest. I didn't know this part.
You said that she had a list. This is more than a list.
Right.
Like, this is like a business plan. She got the whole thing down.
How long in general does it take to learn a new genre of dance?
It all depends, you know, because at the end of the day, you always want to keep up on top of these new dance coming out. So it depends on how good of the flavor they got it, you know, that we could pick it up. It could take like 3 days because, again, we want to keep up with the challenge so we could post our stuff out there and keep up with the next one, which is like the new...
You're talking about the new the new get-up challenge.
Right, which everybody is talking about. With tap, I mean, I'm a layman, so let me just put it out there. if you just jiggle your feet and it makes that noise all the time, does anybody pass like the sixth row know that you're not actually dancing well?
The beautiful thing about tap, you make the sound, right? So I think if you hear rhythm and if you can hear that rhythm pattern, if it's like a tap, 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 you're learning how to tap. I think if you want to master it, obviously it takes years and years, you know, to really master. But, you know, what is mastering? You know, we're all students and we're all going to be growing. You know, it's a process.
Well, I have 1 year until my dance recital. Hey, any charities? Me, I'm available right now.
He just eloquently told you that you don't have to be good to be good in your heart.
Right.
It was really nice.
No, but I'm going to.
I'm excited.
Falafel change. Falafel change. I'm ready. If you're into dance, there's a huge event going on this weekend. We're going to fill you in coming up next right here on Star 99.9. Paul and Brian Herman from Double Up Dance Studio in Fairfield joining us this morning. They're the local gurus when it comes to professional dance. And your dance studio is really for everybody, for the amateurs, for the beginners, all the way to the advanced. I watched some of your videos, and it's like that inner dance that you've been having for years that you just don't know what to do with it. And then you show up at your studio, and that's where you release it.
Mm. Okay.
Is that good? Is that
good? You need to be at the front desk, girl.
Right.
We need to go ahead at the front desk.
Hooked them in. Right. Hooked them in with that.
Okay,
right.
I'm going to dance today. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously it's adult dancing too, which is great. Because a lot of times a lot of these dance studios are for kids and there's nowhere for the adults to go besides the Zumba class. But you guys are legit. You have all the different dance formats there. Everything from lyrical, contemporary to tap, hip hop, reggaeton, all of it. You also have camps for kids coming up too.
That's correct. One of the things that we like to do during the summertime is provide opportunities for young individuals to come in and, you know, just be a part of our community. At our camp, it ranges in the afternoon times and the kids come in, they get to dance, but there's also like days where we do arts and craft. There's pajama day, there's movie day, there's pizza day, hip hop postcards that they mailed out. Everything has like a hip hop kind of thing. They mail out to like their grandparents and stuff like that. And they made snapbacks. Brian got them snapbacks. Mm-hmm. We customized snapbacks for them. So everybody had their...
And we also did a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had them with a photo shoot.
That's nice.
It was like, we really...
Give them that light.
Yeah, they was on red carpet with us.
I like all of those things. Arts and crafts, pizza day, pajama day. I mean, I literally
photos.
Like all of those things.
Right. The next task that we have, and this is going to be our big video for today, is Blanco Brown's The Get Up, which is basically the new dance craze that's starting. And from what I understand, Blanco Brown, this is kind of riding on the wind of Old Town Road and Lil Nas X's song. So this is another country slash hip hop song, but this has a dance that goes along with it. And we need to learn how to do it.
It's out there. It's popping. It's got a nice little vibe to it.
It's got that southern trap thing that they're doing right now.
Southern trap.
Is that a thing? Is southern trap a thing?
It feels like it is now.
You're
going to
win an award?
That's what all the kids are doing.
BET Awards. Southern trap, come and get your award.
Right. It feels familiar. A lot of the moves are familiar, but I mean, 100%. Like, this thing is blowing up.
I mean, it's got the butterfly in it. I can see the butterfly.
Yeah, there's a little piece of Kid and Play.
Yeah, a little bit.
Two-step.
Two-step.
They got the hold down. They have the butterfly. There's a couple booths in
there. Man.
Yeah, so it's nice.
All right, awesome.
Really nice. So we're definitely looking forward to teaching you guys.
They're going to teach us that. You can check out the video. It'll be posted later on our Facebook page. Search Ann on Raven. And guys, thank you. Paul and Brian Herman, Double Up Dance Studio. You can check them out online at doubleupdancestudio.com. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lisa and Adam joining us together this morning. Lisa, let's start with you. What's going on?
I guess it's sort of a wardrobe issue. My husband, he has instituted a whole new Hawaiian shirt weekend rule. Like, that is all... he will wear. I mean, he wears these shirts. You know the kind of Hawaiian shirts are really colorful. They're loose.
Oh,
they're short.
We know.
Yeah. I mean, they're very... But he wants to wear them everywhere. He wears them to the kids' games. He wears them to the pancake breakfast. He wears them to car rallies. I guess he thinks they make him look really great, and I think that they are so embarrassing and ugly. It's like he's wearing a flag every day. And we go to dinner at a friend's house, and he's got one on. And, you know, our next-door neighbors start to call him Don Ho and wants me to get him a ukulele for his birthday.
Nice.
I wear a shirt and tie every day at work. On the weekends, I like to express who I really am by wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's just my way of showing how fun I am. Like, I'm fun on the inside. I might as well show how I'm feeling on the outside.
I love it, man. I love your mindset. You should see what they make me dress like here. I'm such a sellout, shell of my former self.
I feel your pain.
This is ridiculous.
It helps me express the real me. That's how I feel. Puts a smile on a lot of people's faces. You know, it makes it a lot easier.
They're laughing.
It's like an icebreaker.
Yeah, are they laughing at you or with you? That's
Who cares?
Question.
I don't care. It's on them if they're laughing at me. They're laughing with me. Well, then they get it.
Well, you know what? You make a good argument. I'm curious what other wives have to say, and husbands, too. Do you guys both agree to let our audience decide whether you should get rid of this Hawaiian shirt weekend rule?
Yeah, go for it.
Fine.
All right. And I'm going to ask the wives, if this was your husband, what would you really think about it? Would you just let him do what he wants, or would you be like, all right, that's enough?
Let's find out. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Lisa says it's absolutely obnoxious that her husband, Adam, wears Hawaiian shirts all summer long. Says it's so tacky. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Ann on Raven.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm on the husband's side, 110%.
How many Hawaiian shirts do you own, first off?
I own 4 Hawaiian t-shirts, and I rotate them through the summer.
Nice. Nice. That's about 3 too many, since they all look exactly the same.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Never.
Nice. Good.
I appreciate you carrying the spirit, my friend. You are a pillar amongst us.
You want to chime in, too? Call us, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Lisa says that she's embarrassed. Her husband constantly wears Hawaiian shirts all summer long.
Mm-hmm. Aloha, Anna Zapp. Okay. Doesn't that just feel good? What if I handed you a glass of pineapple orange juice right now at the same time and put a flower in your hair?
Well, I mean, there's certainly times to wear Hawaiian shirts where it's fun, and there's other times where it's not appropriate. And she says he doesn't seem to know the difference. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. As a wife, would you put an end to this or just let him be him? 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the husband. I think you should be able to wear the shirts if it makes him happy.
Right. Whatever brings you happiness, trumpet it to the world out there, Anna Zapp. I won't be controlled. I won't color within the lines.
Okay. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I think the husband makes a great point. You know, he's saying he's happy and he wants to show everyone he's happy and he's making other people happy. And I think you should support your spouse. Who cares what they wear? And he could be wearing all black and saying, I'm really miserable. So right. She should be glad he's happy.
Right. He's like the Santa of June.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would mind. I think it'd be fine. As long as he's not wearing it to, like, events where it's not appropriate, I guess who cares, right?
I mean, what's appropriate? Huh?
Like a wedding? Like, you can't wear a Hawaiian shirt to a wedding? Funeral? Definitely can't wear a Hawaiian shirt to a funeral.
Unless they're both in Hawaii.
No.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Gotta love him for who he is, regardless of what he wears.
I mean, you've been married to him all this time. You can't trade him in now.
Exactly.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Adam and Lisa. And Adam, our audience agreed with you. If you're comfortable and you're happy, go for it.
Yeah, darn right.
Just live your life. Hey.
Yeah, you get it.
Fine, I guess I'll get myself a grass skirt.
There you go. A couple of coconuts, coconut bra. You remember those.
Joining the Hawaiian shirt movement.
Fantastic.
Hey, I welcome that, babe.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, you could always send us an email. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alec, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
All right. Raven is stepping on out of here. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, number 1. What country musician and famous father is featured in Lil Nas X's Old Town Road?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Number 2, what is the brand and the item that is the quicker picker upper?
Bounty paper towel.
Number three, someone tried to steal Halle Berry's entire house by faking a deed and showing up with a locksmith to change the locks. She became the first African-American woman to win a Best Actress Oscar for what movie?
Swordfish.
Number four, Toy Story 4 had a $118 million opening weekend. Tom Hanks voices Woody, but what tool man voices Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
And number five, Stranger Things Season 3 ready for next week's launch. What's the name of the alternate dimension?
The Upside Down.
Nice job, Alec. Raven!
Brand new screen protector.
You just drop your phone?
Yes.
And it's carpet. You'll be fine.
Ugh.
Okay. Alec got 4 out of 5.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. So distracted now by my phone.
It's fine. You dropped it on the carpet. Put it down. You can't look
all
at
right,
it anymore.
All right.
All right. Number one, what country musician and famous father is featured in Lil Nas X's Old Town Road?
That's Billy Cyrus.
Yep. All right. Alex, still leading you 4-1. Number two, what is the brand and the item that is the quicker picker-upper?
Oh, the quicker picker-upper is Bounty.
And the item?
It's paper towel. And it really is like a towel. It's like a beach towel on a roll.
Thank you.
And I could just rip off sections of it, okay. Pick things up all over the place. It's crazy how durable it is.
All right, Alex, still leading you 4-2. Number three, someone tried to steal Halle Berry's entire house by faking a deed and showing up with locksmith to change the locks.
I saw that.
Yep. She became the first African-American woman to win a Best Actress Oscar for what movie?
Monster.
What is it?
Monster Ball. Monster's Ball.
Monster's Ball is right.
Woo!
I shouldn't have given it to you because you said Monster.
Oh, you should definitely give it to me.
All right, Alex.
I knew it.
Kind of. All right, Alex, still leading you 4-3. Number four, Toy Story 4 had a $118 million opening weekend. Tom Hanks voices Woody, but what tool man voices Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
That's right. You guys are tied at 4. And number five, Stranger Things Season 3 ready for next week's launch. What is the name of the alternate dimension?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a tricky question. Is it Upside Down World?
No, it's The Upside Down.
Oh! The upside, come on.
Well, nope.
I put world in there, so I'm going to let you say that that was not close
enough. It's not right. But it's tied at 4. Alec, I'm sorry that gives you a tie, but what it does get you is your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce. It's a tall mug.
And we also, and let me tell you, our budget is running low. We're running low on mugs, so now they're going to become collector's items.
Get the last mugs while you can. Get them.
I'm Alec from Norwalk, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, and a tie is awesome. Try again, okay?
Enjoy that mug, sir.
All right, we got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's going to be coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Speaking of Kelly Clarkson, we were just talking about this off the air. I took my daughter to go see her at Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
It's become such a destination, even for kids. There's so much going on there. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And joining us, it's Derek and Kristen from Mohegan Sun, and we're getting ready to kick off hot summer fun.
Oh, yeah. My favorite time. You know
good
how
morning,
I love that.
Good morning. Yes, yes, yes.
I've been having such a blast this year, too. I have to say that, guys, Derek, I was just telling you that the comps, man, I've been getting my due this year. I've stayed over like 6-7 times. I've had a great time, and every time I go, I like to go during the week, man. There's something going on.
Every day of the week.
The restaurants have deals going on. Mm-hmm. It's been fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time in the summertime is even more of the shine for us at Mohegan Sun.
I love it.
And it officially kicks off Monday, right?
Yes, July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah.
July 1st.
That's so awesome.
Through September 1st. Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with hot summer fun, it's basically parties throughout the summer and everywhere. There's a million things going on. But first, I got to talk about Novel, that new club that just opened. What's that about?
Well, it's the best.
The promos look sexy.
On the East Coast. I have to say it's sexier than since you just said new nightlife, making its hot summer fun debut. We actually just opened it this past week.
Yeah, we had a grand opening starting Thursday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm, and we've had a lot of celebrities come in. The Wu-Tang Clan came to visit, and Khloe Kardashian came, and Ciara, and Ludacris. But it's just it's an awesome, unique experience. It features dining as well as table games and, of course, nightlife.
And then it, like, transforms, right? Like, so that's the thing I was reading. Like, you can have your own private spot there with you and your people.
Yes. Right.
And you set the limits, and you've got your own dealers and your own wait staff. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. It is.
It's an ultra lounge, so it's full experience.
That's right.
Speaking of full experience, me and my girlfriends are always looking for random things to do, okay. right? So comics, which is always fantastic as a comedian, but comics is also now becoming Comics Roadhouse. So you're putting in line dancing, karaoke, yes. along with all the top comedians. And all I keep thinking about is like, oh, that's a Saturday night with your girlfriends. You're right. on line that's dancing. Right.
Don't yeah. forget the barbecue. There's Get barbecue you in there.
Scootin' boogie.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly it. And it's absolutely a wonderful place, and it's a great visit, and people really enjoy the, as you mentioned, the line dancing as well as the comedy. There's even a bull in there, a mechanical bull.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't
That's
say
fun.
Girls Night. I don't know what does.
You don't need gillies when you can go over there to Comics Roadhouse, and the location is perfect over there. Oh, that's right, what, that's right my center. Spot. That whole that's, part of the casino is right. my spot.
Near the arena area. Exactly.
Yes, so, I love that.
And what's up with nice. Game On?
Game On, 23,000 square feet of fun. We're having an interactive restaurant and bar. It'll feature 8-lane bowling alley.
I love that.
And high-definition TVs, as well as karaoke and ping-pong tables and more. It's just, it'll be opening up in July.
Do we know when and how do we score our VIP access?
Is that what you're trying to?
Listen, well,
you make a reservation, Anna Zapp. You sign in with your Momentum card and you make a reservation.
But stay tuned. We're still working on getting some finishing touches to it, and it'll be ready to go very soon.
I mean, bachelorette parties, like, those are fantastic spots to start. I mean, the food is unbelievable, but you've got this whole area there. It's a great time.
I'm looking forward to it myself. I try to bowl a little bit.
So. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Well, you can have the game of your life when you're a few drinks in, or you can have the worst game, but nobody recognizes it. Nobody sees it, you know?
You know what I mean?
That's right.
We got Derek and Kristen joining us from Mohegan Sun. We're talking about hot summer fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So during the week, Derek, you know what I love is that there's always some sort of deal going on with meals now. And there's all sorts of different giveaways during the week. I mean, I almost have more fun going on a Monday or Tuesday. What's some of the stuff they got going on with Hot Summer Fun?
Sure. It's worth it. First off, on Mondays, we have what we call Momentum. You have to be a Momentum member first. So that's
sign up, people. It's free.
That's right. Our rewards program allows you to take advantage of all the offerings that we have. So on Mondays, we're going to be giving away $10,000 every Monday. Four members of the Momentum Club, membership, will earn $2,500. You have to enter to win, and it's random, so we'll come grab you from your slot machine and say, come on over and take a chance and see if you could win $2,500.
Yeah, somebody hands me $2,500, you can tear me away from anything.
Done. Yeah. Done, right? Exactly.
Anything at any time.
Right? Well, it gets even bigger than that on Tuesdays.
What do you got on Tuesdays?
Tuesdays, you could actually win $1,000,000.
What?
$1,000,000. Now, you remember the game on The Price is Right, the Planko they called it?
Oh, yes.
We have our version called Plinkit.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Right?
So you get to drop that chip in the Plinkit board, and it goes, works its way down, and where it lands.
Hopefully tells me I'm retired.
Right.
That's
about
right.
To say,
you know,
I win
so
Plinkit.
At the end, I never have to go to work again.
That's right.
I win Plinkit on a Tuesday and never come to work
bored,
on Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's true. It's a choice.
That's right. You talked about, you can on Wednesdays, you can earn double points and 50% more points and things of that nature.
Now doing it in the poker room, too, by the way, Anna Zapp, if you didn't know. That's double points in the poker room.
There you go. And then on Thursdays, as you mentioned, food, right? So you can go to our Seasons Buffet where you can... Typically, on lunches are 2 for $35, so two guests for $35, which is pretty much
almost fantastic.
Half,
you know I love that buffet.
And then dinner specials,
crab
as well.
Legs,
right?
Right.
And then Tuscan table, and that's 2 at $40 each. So. A piece.
That's the nice sweet spot underneath the waterfall.
That's right.
I love that joint, man. I'm telling you, the last three times I went, I didn't even pay for food.
Right.
You guys took such good care of me.
Mohegan Sun has something for everybody. Yes. Hot Summer Fun is going to be a great time, including all the shows. Obviously, we give away a lot of concert tickets to all your shows.
Yes.
All this week, we're giving away New Kids on the Block tickets. We gave them away earlier this morning. But we have a pair that we're going to give away right now, too, right?
We have two tickets to Train and the Goo Goo Dolls for you to give away.
Nice. Yes. Don't forget Parties on the Rooftop, too. Mohegan Sun, they got covered on all sorts of stuff. Let's do those tickets. 1-800-330-9999. Caller number, whatever.
Nine seems like a good number.
Let's do it.
All right, you win those tickets. Guys, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.